and you are listening to the Texas Standard. There are lots of terms you can use to describe the market meltdown we've seen over the past month or so. A crash, a dip, a prelude to recession. The cattle industry has its own name for a downturn, a wreck. And make no mistake, we are in the middle of a big one. The reason? A certain pathogen everyone's been talking about. But as the Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports, this wreck has less to do with the disease per se than with the uncertainty surrounding it.
Billy Schwertner's never done anything but work with cattle.
All my life. That's all I've ever done.
Which, at 74 years old, is saying something. Schwertner has a 3,000-acre ranch in Liberty County, just northwest of Houston, where he's got 450 head of cattle. He also owns and operates three livestock auctions, one in Edna, one in Wharton, and one in Anderson. The once-a-week auctions connect ranchers to feedlots and big meatpacking companies. They're a key link in the chain that runs from a pasture to your plate. Keeping them open is a responsibility that Schwertner takes seriously.
I've been in the business nearly 40 years, and I have canceled a sale maybe five times.
Last week was not one of those times. He thought he might have to cancel because of the coronavirus, but county officials gave him the go-ahead. Agriculture is considered critical infrastructure, so at the moment, places like sale barns won't be forced to close because of the virus as long as they're enforcing social distancing. The bigger problem, as it turned out, was with his fellow ranchers.
Last Tuesday, my cell phone alone, not my office phone, my cell phone alone, I took 98 calls.
Even as shoppers picked meat coolers clean, fear and uncertainty around the coronavirus caused cattle prices to tank. Cattle dropped about 20% in value through the first 3 weeks of March. Schwertner was bombarded with questions by scared ranchers. They wanted to know what would happen to the beef market, whether they should sell cows, hold on to them, or fatten them up. His response?
I hate to give him the wrong answer. My famous comment is, I can tell you what happened yesterday, but I haven't got a clue what's going to happen tomorrow.
No one does, and that's the problem. Under normal conditions, the cattle market is fairly predictable. Thanks to the coronavirus, we are not under normal conditions. No one really knows what the demand for beef will look like for the foreseeable future. Sure, grocery stores are selling out of hamburger, but what about restaurants? What's going to happen to exports? Will people still be buying fillets or just tri-tip? And is all this going to change in a month? In a week? All that doubt is a huge problem for cattle raisers, according to David Anderson. He's a professor and extension economist at Texas A&M University, specializing in livestock.
This is a real wreck for producers. It's a disaster.
And it could not have come at a worse time. See, it's not just that beef prices have suddenly dropped. They've dropped at a time when beef production was expected to be exceptionally high.
It's really bad timing. Bad luck that these have coincided.
Here's what happened. Cattle prices hit record highs after Texas's historic drought in 2011 and 2012. Ranchers responded by producing more cattle. But that takes time.
You know, I can't snap my fingers and magically produce more beef.
It takes a few years to do that. But by 2019,
we got to sort of our peak cow herd nationwide.
And supply is still really high. So right as a huge number of cows are ready to be sold and then turned into beef, boom, coronavirus. Prices fall through the floor because of market uncertainty, and cattle producers are left in the lurch. The shock to the market was so significant that some auctioneers canceled their weekly sale because they weren't sure if they'd have enough cows to make it worth their while. But Billy Schwertner will stay open as long as he's allowed to.
The producer needs to sell the animal to create cash flow. We need to have a sale to pay our bills and all that kind of stuff. And then our employees and, you know, keep all of them going. And then it's also that food chain.
So if cattle prices stay low, what happens next? Anderson, the Texas A&M economist, said in the short term, there aren't a lot of reasons to be optimistic. Tyson, the giant meatpacking company, announced last week that it will give some of its suppliers a one-time cash bonus to help offset the price problems. But that likely won't be enough to burn off the clouds of uncertainty hanging over the market. The good news for ranchers is that at least feed costs are expected to be low this year, and there will likely be fewer calves born this spring than last, which could help prices come up.
And so there are some supportive things in the market, depending on what happens in the next 6 months. And, you know, the uncertainty is how long does this last and how deep and severe does it get?
For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.